Alana Cuomo's 2014 plans target upstate New York, and most commentators argue it's for good reason. Because of the depressed economy, Cuomo is calling for a zeroing out of manufacturing taxes, along with boosts in tourism, genetic medicine, and the building of new highways, both figurative ones and literal ones. For Long Island, Cuomo's biggest proposal is what he calls a property tax freeze.
His so-called freeze, and I really don't think you can even talk about this without always using the phrase so-called, because it's not going to actually produce any significant or lasting savings for anybody.
E.J. McMahon is president of the Empire Center, a right-leaning think tank. He readily dismisses Cuomo's property tax rebate as a, quote, convoluted gimmick that doesn't address the main driver of property taxes, the cost of state and school employees. Cuomo's plan would give homeowners an income tax rebate equivalent to any local property tax increase for 2 years, provided the local taxing district meets two challenges. They stay under the 2% cap on tax increases and also take measures to consolidate government or pool resources. Martin Cantor is director of the Long Island Center for Socioeconomic Policy. He says the cost of this rebate would be less local control of schools and fire districts that decided to consolidate or share services.
It's not worth it. A taxpayer will say, I'm getting so little to lose local control and lose control of my child's education.
Cuomo has yet to put a dollar figure behind the proposal, but both McMahon and Cantor estimate the cost at around $1 billion, with homeowners saving maybe $500 a year. There has been some support for Cuomo's plan. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone issued a statement saying it would, quote, provide much-needed tax relief and spur business development. Kevin Law, president of the Long Island Association, also issued a brief statement saying it would benefit families and businesses on the island. Charles Lane, WSHU News.